The Holy Spirit, representative of Christ, April 25. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. That Christ should manifest himself to them, and yet be invisible to the world, was a mystery to the disciples. They could not understand the words of Christ in their spiritual sense. They were thinking of the outward, visible manifestation. They could not take in the fact that they could have the presence of Christ with them, and yet he be unseen by the world. They did not understand the meaning of a spiritual manifestation. The great teacher longed to give to the disciples all the encouragement and comfort possible, for they were to be sorely tried. But it was difficult for them to comprehend his words. They had yet to learn that the inward spiritual life, all fragrant with the obedience of love, would give them the spiritual power they needed. The promise of the Comforter presented a rich truth to them. It assured them that they should not lose their faith under the most trying circumstances. The Holy Spirit, sent in the name of Christ, was to teach them all things, and bring all things to their remembrance. The Holy Spirit was to be the representative of Christ, the advocate who is constantly pleading for the fallen race. He pleads that spiritual power may be given to them, that by the power of one mightier than all the enemies of God and man, they may be able to overcome their spiritual foes. He who knows the end from the beginning has provided for the attack of satanic agencies. And he will fulfill his word to the faithful in every age. That word is sure and steadfast, not one jot or tittle of it can fail. If men will keep under the protection of God, his banner will be over them as an impregnable fortress. He will give evidence that his word can never fail. He will prove a light which shineth in a dark place until the day dawn. He, the Sun of Righteousness, will arise with healing in his beams. He has assured you that the Holy Spirit was given to abide with you forever, to be your pleader and your guide. He asks you to trust in him, and commit yourself into his keeping. The Holy Spirit is constantly at work, teaching, reminding, testifying, coming to the soul as a divine comforter, and convincing of sin as an appointed judge and guide. Your work is to cooperate with Christ, that you may be complete in him. In being united to him by faith, believing and receiving him, you become part of himself. Your character is his glory revealed in you.